This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, people? Let's get ready to chubble!
It's Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray.
And unlike the final health care bill, I actually give you a public option. Welcome to Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray, along with the one and only Gully.
The envelope.
And, of course, because he's court-ordered, Vanilla Gorilla.
You know, I am under protest at this moment.
Why are you under protest now?
Because I'm court-ordered. I don't want to be here because of court order. I want to be here because I want to be here, Ray.
You know, speaking of court order,
I want you to make me want to be here.
Someone who has used to being court-ordered to do many things, you know, including bathe, feed his children. Hillbilly Joe will be on the show today.
Oh, hooray.
He'll be on the show. He is going to be on the program and to take the current events quiz. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to kick off. We're going to kick off our quest. We have a quest, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it to find the Holy Grail?
No, it's not to find the Holy Grail, but it is to find someone. Ladies and gentlemen, today we begin our quest to go in search of rage.
Oh, no.
That's right.
No.
The morbidly obese. The morbidly obese.
Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa, who claims to be a professional wrestler, used to be one of my interns on the program, and has been a guest of this show, or at least the Breaking Curfew show was a guest, until he disappeared after having sex with Sarah Jane. Ladies and gentlemen, today we start our quest in search of rage. In search of rage.
You know what? I could live my entire life with never seeing him again.
We will be looking for him. So if anybody comes across him, I want you to inform me. Let me know. The phone number is 217-883-4667.
I actually have a funny story about the last time I saw him.
The last time you saw Rage.
The last time I saw Rage, he was on Basement Radio.
All right.
And he was hanging out with Bo, right? So Bo was on camera and Rage is behind him. And I was watching the cam, and I'm looking at Boak, and I'm like, why is Boak hanging out with a bull dyke?
He does sometimes look like a woman, like a lesbian woman.
Like he's a big bull dyke.
I know, he sometimes looks like a lesbian woman. Like one of those hardcore lesbian women that could just beat the crap out of you for talking about him. You know what I mean?
I couldn't understand it.
Yeah. He does look like that. So he resembles that sometimes. But we have begun our quest for him, so.
So he's fugly.
Yes.
Oh,
he's very
fugly. More than that.
Especially when he has his hair dyed red. But I don't think he's had it dyed red for a while.
He's dyed black orange.
The last few times I saw him. Yeah, it's not red. It's orange. I mean, it's Ronald McDonald.
His hair's red. His body's orange.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what he's got. Not sure what he's got going. I think he should dye his hair green.
No.
He would look like an Oompa Loompa.
Well, he would.
If he dyed his hair green, like for St. Patrick's Day or something, the man would look like an Oompa Loompa. He seriously would.
Overalls.
Yeah, but I haven't talked to him in a long, long time. It's been a while.
Why are you looking for him?
I don't know. I was going through some old tapes, and I thought, you know what? You know who we haven't talked to in a while? Rage.
Yeah, and there's good reason for it.
Well.
He hasn't spent that $50 yet.
You know, we should find Godsmacker before we find Rage.
I have not spoken to Godsmacker either. I have no idea what happened to him.
We should find him before we find Rage.
I will have to go. I'm going to have to start going in search of old people, old regulars.
I'll give you a list of people before we find Rage.
That's a very good idea. I should probably start doing that, like start looking for people.
Do you get my offline message, Ray?
When was your offline message? Oh, you were mad at me because you said you're now addicted to chat relay.
No, I'm not addicted to it. I actually went through it last night, and I was actually talking to people. I was actually interviewing people last night about chat roulette.
Did you tape it? Get some tape.
I didn't tape it. I didn't. Some of them didn't have microphones. They were just typing back to me.
Right.
So you couldn't really tape that. It wasn't all that great. But I was trying to find out. Not only did the Daily Show, this is what I learned last night. Not only did the Daily Show do something on it, Tosh.0 did something on it as well.
Everybody did. It was on CNN. It was Fox News, MSNBC. I think everyone has covered Chat Roulette.
I was there for 3 hours, Ray.
Really? You were on for 3 hours? And listen, and I think the longer it exists, the less perverts will get. Perverts seem to come on early, then regular, then mainstream people will take it over, and then the perverts will eventually steal it back again as mainstream people fall out of. Because what happens is people eventually fall out of like with things, you know? You either become a habit or you fall out of like with something. It's like me. People always fall in like and out of like with me. I'm very cyclical.
You're like the economy
and
global warming.
I'm like the economy. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. People fall in like with me. They hate me. They like me again. Oh, he's not so bad. Oh, I hate that son of a bitch. You know, they just, that's what they do. They either like or dislike me.
I'm in the middle, Ray. There are times I dislike you. Like right now, I'm really, like, you know, you're not my favorite person in the world right now.
I introduced you to Chat Roulette. I know. You blame me for this. This is what happens. You know,
I saw things last night that will disturb me for the rest of my life.
Mm. See, this is what you get on Chat Roulette. You didn't see
penis.
You didn't see the guy with the.
That's what you got.
You didn't see the guy with the butt plug hanging out, did you?
No, thank God.
I heard that's on
there.
I got to admit, I haven't been on Chat Roulette. I have not been on in a while.
I actually saw something most disturbing about half an hour ago.
What's that?
I worked it out in the end, it was a penis, but at first it looked like a vagina, and it took a good half a minute to realise what it was, because it was folded. It was like, whoa, that's one big hanging out vagina, and then, no, it's not!
Should we try to interview someone on Chat Roulette?
I did last night. I did interview some people, they're willing, but you have to find them first.
Let me see if I can. I'm going to go on Chat Roulette, okay.
Well, everybody that I interviewed last night, I gave them the information for the website, okay. And I gave them the number to call in.
Good.
So
I'm going to try to go to Chat Roulette right now and see if we can find someone with their microphone on Chat Roulette.
All right.
All right.
Well, good luck with this. This is going to take forever.
I don't know. We'll try. We'll try. We'll see.
It should be a penis filter on it, though, really.
The problem
is,
I need this. Now, I don't think they can see me. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Hey, can you hear me? Guy with glasses on.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, how are you? What is your name? Can I ask your first name? I'm on the radio. You can give a fake one if you want.
I'm DJ Spock, surrounded by rock, or be forced to move you.
You are DJ Spock.
Spock.
And
you know what Spock rhymes with?
Wait a minute. Can we ask a question? How long have you been on Chat Roulette?
About 5 minutes. Why?
Okay. Oh, see, you just logged on too. Is this your first time visiting Chat Roulette?
Second, actually.
How many penises have you seen?
Last time you were on.
Way too many.
How long was your visit to Chat Roulette?
The first time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
About half an hour.
And in the half hour of flipping through cameras, how many male members did you see?
In terms of...
I'm sorry?
Maybe about 90%.
Yeah, it is... It's bizarre, isn't it? That no matter what time of the day you go on there, you will see men's penises.
Have you ever seen a penis that looked like a vagina for the first 30 seconds?
You're stuck on this, aren't you?
Gully, no. Are you? Why are you obsessed on this man who looked like the woman or whatever you're talking about?
It was weird. I need to know if it's DJ, if someone else has seen it.
DJ Spock, where are you from?
I'm from Michigan.
From Michigan? Which part of Michigan?
University of Michigan at the moment.
All right. We are in...
Pull up your palm and have him point.
Pull up what?
Pull up his palm and have him point to where he's at in Michigan.
hold up his palm and point to where you are.
Look at my camera. Look at my camera.
I know. You're right. Michigan sort of...
Harbor's down here.
Yeah. You're where?
Well, if he's got... Let's hope he hasn't got hairy palms.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. He has shown where he is. Thank you. All right, very good. Awesome. Well, listen, DJ Spock, I thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it. Good luck. I hope that you actually can find normal people and not just perverts while on Chat Roulette today.
I'm vagina-shaped penises.
Thank you, buddy. There you go. Look at our first person we run into is a normal person.
See, that's amazing. It took me half an hour to get the first person to talk to me.
We go to Chat Roulette, and the first person we find is a normal person.
Yeah, I talked to like 20 people last night.
I'm shocked by this. See if we can find someone else. Let me go to another Chat Roulette camera. Go to Chat Roulette. You randomly click around, and we're trying to find normal people to talk to, someone who doesn't have their erection.
You know what's going to end up happening, Ray?
What?
Is you're gonna flip through it, and all of a sudden you're going to get Cowboy Volk's second camera, which is pointed below his waist.
We're going to see listener Cowboy Volk, who is cammed up in our chat room currently. We'll see listener Cowboy Volk, and the other camera will be on his Johnson. We're trying to find normal people. Hey, there's people right now. Hey, can you guys hear me? Hello? Hello, people on Chat Roulette. Can you hear me? No, I couldn't hear them. Hello, guy on Chat Roulette. Can you hear me?
Please put your penis down.
Yeah, that was a guy. There was a guy. The guy I had before, the camera was just pointed at his stomach.
Yeah, that's disturbing. That's not going to hit the next button. Now you're like, next, before it goes any further.
We've now been on Chat Roulette for 2 minutes, and we have not seen any nudity yet. So that's pretty good. Hello, are you there? Am I talking to somebody? There's a guy, he looks somewhat normal, too. Look at this guy, he's normal.
Yeah!
Hold on, I'll put him on camera for you guys to see at home. I'll pull my camera around and you'll...
Have you noticed there's lots of balding old men on there?
Yes, there is. But this guy is not a balding old man, he is, hold on. Let me go over here.
I hope he's not a penis, right?
See, but no, this guy's a normal person, look at him, see?
Oh, look.
He's got a pseudo flock of seagulls haircut going on there. I don't know what's going on.
Is he French? Is he French?
No, he looks very windswept.
He looks from the United States. Okay. It's a flattened mohawk. He's from the UK. Which part of the UK?
I hope you're not from Liverpool.
If he's from Liverpool, maybe he's your neighbor, Gully. That could be kind of cool. He's from Preston.
He's a sheep something. What? I nearly said that then.
What football team do they root for in Preston, Gully?
They haven't got a football team in the Premiership. They're awful.
Oh, really? Is it a bad?
Yeah.
Gully's from Liverpool, and he's an elitist, so please forgive him. He says his team's getting better this year, so don't even start, Gully. And Everton,
we stole their manager as well.
And he says Everton sucks.
Yeah, just because we stole your manager.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. Come on over and watch us. I don't know what your name is, but we're on chubbyray.com. Come on over and watch us. We'd love to see you. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it. There you go. Listen, guys, we've been on Chat Roulette now. This is the 3 minutes, and we haven't seen any perverts or anything. That's pretty good. We've seen normal people on Chat Roulette. Look at these. These are like two young kids or something here. I don't know what's going on. Hello, people of Chat Roulette. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hi.
How are you? I can only see your eyebrows.
Hey, Ray.
Wait a minute. I see this girl's wearing a New York Yankees hat. Can you see her?
No, the people down there.
Can you point the camera down so we can actually see your face? All I see is a middle finger with nails. That nail needs to be painted, by the way. Did you see? There was some girl with eyeglasses on who immediately clicked off of us.
Right.
Yes.
Stick cam went down.
Did it really go down? Are we off? Really?
Yeah, we're off air. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
We are.
For all you podcast listeners, we will entertain you.
Tell everybody, hold on. I'll go. If you're listening to just the audio, hold on. I will.
It was the penis was clogging
yes,
the tubes.
Yes, I think it was. Hold on. I'm going to get right back on. Please forgive me.
too much junk in the trunk there.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
Too much filling of the tubes.
All right, hold on. I'm going to...
What is a sheep shanker? What is
he it? Was not, implying that not, he was implying not, that people from Preston have sex with sheep is what he was saying.
Oh, is that what he's saying?
That's what he was implying.
We affectionately call them wolves.
Do you notice every time we talk to anybody else from England that Gully wolf? Immediately attacks them? Have you noticed that?
I just want to know what is the deal here? Why is he attacking?
I don't know, but every time we talk to anybody from England, he hates their city. He hates them. Their football team sucks.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Can't you just be happy that they're a countryman?
Every single time, Gully, we talk to anybody.
Come on, that guy has a bad thing.
From England, Gully immediately starts this. He hates them. They're this, they're that. I should be live, by the way, back on the webpage again. Somebody wants to check.
I just want to know why Gully's such an elitist. Do you hate being, English?
No.
Are you a self-American who hates being American?
Are you a self-loather?
Well, I do abuse myself.
Are
often,
you a self-loathing Englishman?
No, I love my fellow countrymen, but not if they have silly haircuts and strange beards like that man.
What was wrong with me? The guy looked perfectly normal to me.
He did not look normal, Ray.
It did not look normal. He looked like Hitler's son.
He had a mohawk. He just didn't have any junk in it.
Yeah, he looked like he did. He looked like he was like Hitler's younger cousin or something.
Yeah. Hitler.
He didn't look like Hitler.
He looked like his little brother or cousin or something.
Once again, we're on Chat Roulette, and we're trying to find normal people to interview. All right. Let's see if we can find someone normal to interview.
I doubt it.
Without crashing the entire system. That would be nice. All right, let me see here. We're looking for a random stranger on Chat Roulette. We're trying to find somebody to interview.
I'm glad we get to see Penis in real time, Ray. Thanks.
Yeah, no kidding. No, you know what?
We haven't. If you notice, we haven't seen anything. We didn't see anything.
You know what I was looking for last night, and I was asking the guys that were on there. I was like, you know, what do you do when you're on here? And they do something called trolling. And what that is they put like a picture of a woman up,
right?
Like an animated GIF, and they get guys to do different things, like to themselves. One guy said he had video of a guy punching himself in the junk,
right?
Because he wanted the girl to show her boobs.
I saw that. I saw there's a video of that somewhere, or a picture of that, where someone got someone to punch. I got an email from somebody, actually, who said, hey, I was the guy who, maybe it was you. Guy sent me an email saying, hey, I was the guy who talked to you tonight.
Really?
So that must have been what was going on. He thought he was talking to me, and he was actually talking to you.
Oh, yeah, because I sent everybody the website address, so he probably did.
There you go. So he thought he was talking to you.
Well, I told everybody that I was on the show that my name was Vanilla Gorilla. And
right.
I am. So. I saw some girl. She come on in a bikini top, and I put nice rack, and she went, thank you. And then took the top and bottom off, and then decided to straddle her boyfriend. And
right
there
in, front
you
of,
go.
In front of you.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's just disturbing.
I still watch, though. Come on.
Was she decent, at least? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure
it wasn't Sarah Jane, was it?
Oh.
No, it wasn't like...
I could see Sarah Jane doing this.
It wasn't like a Sarah Jane or like Miss Kitty or nothing horrible like that.
It was someone attractive.
Oh, yeah, she was very nice. I couldn't make out any...
look at this guy. This penises. Guy's got... Oh, that guy hurried up and got off.
He had big glasses.
That happens a lot.
He had his face on and then all of a sudden moved. I'm just trying to find a normal person to talk to. We've actually, you know... Why is this guy topless in the middle of the afternoon? What was that?
It's because
did you see that guy? He was topless.
He was waiting for
Why
it.
Are you topless in the middle of the afternoon? What's wrong
He's
with
not
you?
Topless. All the right. guy you're looking at
now look at this
not
kid.
Topless.
This kid seems normal, but did you see how quickly he, couldn't yeah, wait he to click off?
He's looking for penis, right?
No, I don't think that... Hello, you are on... hello.
Right. Switch it.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello. Well, they couldn't hear us.
Keeps playing with his buttons.
They have to have our microphone on in order to hear us as we are live. Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
This is one of the things that can't be good.
Hello, can you hear me? This guy looks normal. Well, he did look normal. Boy, he couldn't wait to click off.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're not showing yourself. You're showing them back.
Well, I can't show myself because we're, my camera's being used for the main feed.
Gotcha.
Hello, old guy. How are you? Hello.
Old man.
He'd be really
look at this guy.
Saucy
he looks,
if he was
this
a woman.
Guy, this guy, he kind of looks like a fat Dave Grohl. Hello, how are you?
A little bit.
Can you
I'm
hear
going,
me?
Sir. How are
no,
you today?
He hung up.
Stop eating.
It looks like Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters has let himself go.
Dave Grohl is eating Dave Grohl.
All right. What I need to do is use... I need to set up my second computer and have the second computer, you know...
Just, like, flip through it?
Well, I'll put, like, a little Logitech on a second computer and use that. I'll eventually hook that up. I'm much too lazy to do that right now.
Of course you are.
We'll try one more.
We are in the middle of a show.
We have about 2 minutes left to do this before we have to bring in Hillbilly Joe and do the quiz, so...
Oh, God. I'd rather do this than talk to Hillbilly Joe.
And then we'll do...
I think we should take a vote. I think people were more likely to watch penis.
Why is this guy laying
there? This guy is just laying there topless in the middle of the
night. He's like, hey, I got a boner.
See, now this guy looks somewhat...
Normal, sort of.
He's a small head.
These are people that...
That guy looks foreign to me. Look at those eyebrows. That is Eastern European eyebrows. Hello, can you hear me?
Would you like to be my wife?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
I think you want donkey.
Look at the eyebrows. Look at the size of these eyebrows. Good Lord.
He's a serial killer.
look at those eyebrows.
It's the eyebrow express train from one side of his head to the other.
It's a high-speed rail.
Now, look at this guy. Looks normal. He got a backwards baseball hat and a nice watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at he's giving a thumbs up. He's a
normal
person. Yeah,
what's up, man?
That is not a naked person. That is a regular. That's a normal person that we actually found. Hello, can you hear me, sir? Can you speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, and where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
Oh, you're in Texas right now.
That's correct.
Awesome. Which part of Houston are you from?
Hold on, let me turn on the radio.
All right, thank you, buddy. You listen to sports radio, I can tell that.
I was listening to the news radio, Michael Berry Show here in Houston.
There you go. Well, welcome to the program. We are live. It's Chubby Ray Live, and we were on Chat Roulette trying to find normal people to speak to, people who weren't playing with themselves.
And they went in the penis.
Or being perverted, and congratulations, you are today's winner.
Woohoo!
Yeah! There you go.
Well done, sir. You win a 9-inch press of the last person's penis in gold.
Now, how long have you been on Chat Roulette?
It's my first day, actually.
Oh, and you've been flipping around for a while, or?
No, not really, man. Really? Just probably about 45 minutes.
Of the 45 minutes, how many naked people have you run across?
Too damn many for my taste.
Right,
man.
It does. It seems like every fourth camera is some European guy's penis.
Joking.
There you go. I think it's
time to go.
We're getting some feedback. All right. Well, listen. We want to thank you very much, and I'll let you go because we're getting some feedback issues. But thank you. I'm glad that things are going well in Texas.
I'm gonna shave.
And good luck.
Well, you stop picking on
By the way, the Tony Romo look is working for this guy, don't you think? He's got the backwards ball cap, the unshaven
shizzle.
Look. He's gonna end up getting a woman that looks like Jessica Simpson. I wish you luck.
Get a woman with a tramp stamp.
Right, good luck, buddy. I hope you don't see any more penises while on Chat Roulette. Take care. There you go. A normal person to talk to. Fantastic. There you go. There's our Chat Roulette discussion today. Not bad.
Well, that was interesting.
Hey, you know, we actually had two conversations with two normal people.
Yeah, I had about 12 or 13 last night.
You see, so it is. I think it's getting better.
Yeah, but out of the 12 or 13 people, I think I probably went through 300 people's cameras, and I just saw an inordinate amount of penises everywhere.
I want to point out, we didn't run. We didn't see any. What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. I'm having a non-flashback, though.
What is the deal with this kid? Looks like he's playing video games or something.
Get down. Get to the chopper.
And then somebody, what the hell is going on here? I don't know what's going on there.
He's leveling up on Medal of Honor 6.
Come with me if you want to leave.
We get out of here. All right. Oh. I want to point out that we at no point did we see any nudity while.
You know the funniest thing I saw last night. There is a kid. I have no idea how old this guy was, but he was wearing a Lucha Libre hat, and over his Lucha Libre mask, he was wearing like these gigantic like nerd glasses. I mean, I don't know how to explain.
Look at that! That's the hairiest chest I've ever seen.
Somebody needs to wax.
Good Lord.
What a bear.
Why is this guy topless?
Oh, it's another one.
Why are you topless, sir?
Wash your face.
Why are you topless? I don't understand. What
Wash
is with the
face.
I don't think you can hear us.
Man.
All right. Let's get out of there. All right, there you go. I had to move the camera back. You got to be able to see me.
I want you to re-enable my camera on stick camera here. I'm going to show you what this kid is doing. It was hilarious.
Hold on. Will you enable your camera?
No, I'm sticking.
All right. There we go.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at my camera. Now, the guy wasn't talking at all, but he was typing back to me. And what he was doing is he had this Lucha Libre mask on, right?
Okay.
And every once in a while, he'd stick his finger in his nose like this. And on his finger, he had a little mustache painted. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's great. See, there are funny people.
There are, they were actually a couple of them told me about the people they saw. There was a guy doing piano improv.
Yeah.
And these videos are on YouTube, but there was a guy doing piano improv, and what he was doing was
I saw that, and every time he would go, there's a lady in glasses, and he would talk about them. I thought that was pretty inventive.
And there was another one called I Vagina, and what it was, here, I'll do it right here. It was like this, and his eye was just closed like this, right? And then people will talk to him, and he opened his eye up.
There are not women. There are these guys that seem to think that they're going to find naked women. There's no naked women on Chat Roulette. I think there might be one. There might be one that's wandering around
in
there.
I found them earlier.
I'm telling you. There's maybe one running around down there.
There's naked couples. There's plenty of that.
That's very odd. Very strange. But anyway, so there you go. We start the show out with our Chat Roulette conversations. We talked to a guy in Michigan, Houston, Texas. They both seem like nice guys.
Where did he point in on his palm, right?
Somewhere in the middle.
So he's up near Lansing.
I thought he said Bay City, but that's up north, isn't it?
I have no idea. Trust me, if he's from Michigan, he knows the hand thing.
Yeah, he did the whole right there, so wherever that is.
No, that's up near Flint.
It's somewhere. You know Michigan. It's,
it's crazy in Michigan, right?
I have been to... I like Michigan. I actually would like to live in Michigan. You know why I like to live in Michigan? It's illegal to not hire someone because they're fat in Michigan.
It's pretty much illegal to lie.
No, it isn't. Actually, it is not.
If you do EOE, then it's illegal.
Yeah, but it's spelled out in Michigan. I'd like to live in Michigan. I'm sick of being discriminated against because of my obesity.
Very fattest.
Yes.
Of people,
these people are sizest. And I, for one, am sick and tired of them. All right, so it is a Tuesday news day. As soon as we're done with Hillbilly Joe taking the current events quiz.
Does Hillbilly Joe know today that he's supposed to do
this? Yeah, I just spoke with Hillbilly Joe earlier today.
Oh, Jesus. Why did you do that?
I'm going to dial him up right now. It is 17 minutes after the hour. We should get Hillbilly Joe on to do our current events quiz. By the way, Lost tonight. Very excited about Lost. Then I have band practice tomorrow night.
Don't ruin Lost for me tomorrow if you see it.
I won't comment on it. I have band practice tomorrow, and then I have Thursday. I'm going to record the Dumb Media show. A very busy week for me. And also the big the tournament starts on Thursday. Oh.
What tournament?
The basketball tournament, the NCAA tournament.
What is that?
Oh, what is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me.
How do you not know what the NCAA tournament is?
You know what? Is that like, what is that, cricket or something?
It's basketball.
Oh. What is this basketball thing?
What did he do?
You don't know what's wrong with you.
So I'm just trying to buy time to the little joke. Yeah.
Joe, are you there?
No, he's not there. He's still ringing.
Where is Joe?
He's probably
off, still on back, right? He thinks it's 4 p.m.
He's probably taking a dump in a bucket or something.
No, that's too civil. He's probably taking a dump on the floor.
I don't know where he is. I just talked to him. I spoke with Joe less than, what did he call me? Probably less than 2 hours ago.
Yep, and he's already forgotten. He's already 8 beers in, Ray. He's already forgotten. He and the cockroaches are having a party.
Ay, this guy.
I don't know why. Why do you rely on him for anything?
He's reliable as chat roulette.
You know what? Why don't you give me the current events quiz?
No, because you'll know it. The thing with Joe is...
Well, maybe I won't. Maybe I won't.
It's to see if Joe has learned or not. That's the whole concept of the quiz.
Or you'll have to make a quiz for me or something, because I'm actually reliable. Or Gully.
I'm looking at my phone. I spoke to him less than 2 hours ago.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise you, does it?
We had a conversation at 1:44. Okay, I guess that's 4 hours ago. But we had a conversation at 1:44. I'll be on at 5. Okay. I said, okay, Joe. See you at 5. He was telling me what happened. He said we were right. It was the time change. He thought it was...
That's what he thinks now, right?
Yeah, he had no idea that he had no... When he called yesterday at 6 o'clock when the show was ending, he thought it was 5.
I was right. He's a dumbass.
I'm under the impression that his kids missed school because of him not realizing he's on the time change.
I have a feeling they don't go to school at all.
Let's take a phone call. We're waiting for Joe. 217-883-4667. That's 217-883-4667. You're listening to Chubby Ray Live. I hope you guys enjoyed yesterday's show, or if you didn't, you get the podcast, because Vic's dreams are worth it, all right?
Oh, I was supposed to tell you, Ray.
Yes.
I've gotten people up where I work to start listening. They start, they're all listening to the podcast now.
Wonderful.
And there was a lady at work today, and we were talking about the brownies and stuff the other day.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And she said, oh, yeah, you're right. I gave her one of the brownies today, and I gave her the recipe for it. She goes, I'm making this before the next time of the month.
Yeah, because I told you, women on their period, they love...
love the chocolate.
Yeah, or pre or post. You know, some get...
Yes, pre.
Some get the PMS, and then some get post. Some get both. Some are just bitches 28 days out of the 30.
So when the muff's on the blink, they like
listen,
muffins.
Listen, so the only time they're nice is when they're having their period.
Or chocolate.
Yeah, or chocolate. So they need it all the time. Anyway, so there you go. That's why they love chocolate. So you can tell simply by who takes the chocolate, you can tell what time of the month it is for them.
Well, like I said, they were out in the office I actually work in. They eat chocolate all day, every day, all of them.
Loving the chocolate.
It's me. It's like 15 people in my office. It's me and like two other guys. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them are all women.
Well, because they always, you know, I'm sure that it varies, you know, their time. Hi, you're on, the Chat Roulette Show. No, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
What's up, Ray? It's DC.
Hey, DC. What's going on, brother?
Not much. I just got home from work, watching the show, enjoying it. Glad we didn't get to see male penis on the air.
How did you know? How cool was it, by the way, that the entire time we were on Chat Roulette, we did not stumble across? And I'm sure the people at Stickham were probably worried. But the entire time we didn't stumble across any nudity, which I thought was pretty cool.
You know, that'll be good, like a headline in about a week, you know?
Yeah.
Radio or internet host spends 5 minutes on Chat Roulette, sees no penis.
At no point did we see any. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was calling to say you want to do a show Thursday. I got Thursday off, so we can
do whatever. Took off Thursday to watch the tournament?
Yes.
Yeah, I also am planning on watching the tournament, so I don't have the... This will be the first year I don't have, like, the tournament package. You know what I mean?
We just got the DirecTV hooked up, but I didn't spring for the package because I didn't know if I could get it within 3 days.
Yeah, so this will be the first year I don't have it, so I got to watch. I'm at the mercy of whatever games the local channel is going to show, along with being at the mercy of what I can get on the internet, too. So.
Well, I was thinking about going to some kind of sports bar place that's got like a dozen TVs.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to watch it, too. It's a very good way to watch it. And then make fun of everybody who's working. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Who else is on here? Hello.
Hello, yes. I'm not English at all, and I vote that Joe should never come on the show. I hate that hillbilly. He stinks of cat pee.
All right. You see, this is why Vanilla Gorilla starts bad trends on the program right here.
What did I do?
See, you started doing this. Now Gully's doing it. See, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about.
What?
This is the stuff I'm talking about right here.
I will set my piece and I will be going now.
All right, you're Gully. You're on the microphone. Why? Of course you say your piece.
I don't know who that is.
That's Gully.
That's not Gully. Gully's got a microphone. He doesn't need a phone.
He's doing the same thing you do when he calls in and acts like he's somebody else.
That's
I have no idea what you mean, Ray.
What
do
you?
I vote to call HBJ. Poke the bear. Poke the bear with a big stick.
I don't know where Hillbilly Joe is. He's supposed to be on the program. I'll dial him up now. All right, so DC, Thursday, let's record the Dumb Media Show.
All right, when do you want me to show up, man?
Sometime in the afternoon. Call me, there's a break in the games, during the break of the games.
Okay.
All right, buddy, I'll see you on Thursday. There you go. The one and only, DC, everybody. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Still, Hillbilly Joe is nowhere to be found.
Nope.
I agree with that other caller. He sounds like a good guy.
Yeah.
He does. He sounds like a sensible chap. Mm-hmm.
Yes, jolly good.
You know, by the way, I'd like to say this, Ray. I'm going to have to stop getting less stories for Tuesday News Day. Because I expect that it's going to be a huge day.
Well,
so I get like 15
I'll tell
stories
you what, we're
ready
gonna
to
start,
go.
No, we're going to start Tuesday News Day.
As soon as Joe decides to get off his
and
lazy ass and answer
Joe,
his phone.
And then we'll do Joe after Tuesday News Day. All right?
I don't want to do Joe ever.
No, I want to avoid that.
No, I'm sorry. We're going to have to do, we're going to move Joe to behind it. Let's go into the news. It is Tuesday. Tuesday News Day. Brought to you by absolutely nobody this week, but I understand several sponsors are about to join the program, so this would be a nice place to have one. Tuesday News Day. Here's Vanilla Gorilla with story number one.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello.
Woodstock, Georgia, Ray. A man, Robert Jones, was doing what he loved.
Mm-hmm.
He was a pharmaceutical salesman, and he was taking a calm, leisurely jog when a small engine plane, having lost its propeller, was in the midst of an emergency landing and hit and killed him.
What?
Ow.
Yes.
While he was jogging, he got hit by a plane?
Yes, Ray.
That's going to leave a mark.
It was near the Hilton Marriott Resort and Spa, and he was killed instantly.
Good Lord.
Leaves behind his wife and two children, a 5-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter.
My God, hit by a plane.
Yep.
That's unlucky.
The good news is, Ray, he was on a business trip, so his life insurance will pay off triple.
Oh, that's good, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's horrible.
No, it's not horrible.
No, it's horrible, you know. You'd much rather have him around than, you know.
I don't really care one way or the other, but...
I'm saying I'm sure his family would rather have him around than... Like,
the money.
Like, I'm pretty sure, I hope, I don't know, but I think my wife has life insurance, okay?
Uh-huh.
So if she were to die, we would get money, but...
And if she's on a business trip, it pays off triple.
Okay, but, I mean, who would want it? You know what I mean? Why would you want it?
Well, if you don't want it, I mean...
No, but I'm saying if anything ever happened...
We'll split it, Galera.
No, right. No, you don't understand. I would, I mean, maybe it's me, but listen to my logic here, okay? If I were to lose my wife, I would feel horrible about spending any of the money. I you know what? I mean, because I'd much rather have my wife. I'd rather have my wife and be penniless than have, you know, whatever penance the life insurance money is and not have your spouse.
Mm.
Or my child to have her mother. You know what I mean? I would much rather have the person than the money. So I don't think there's any amount of life insurance that could, you know, make up for it. Now, if I was married to a miserable human being I really didn't love, the money might be nice, but if you're married to somebody you love and you're, you know, they're a good spouse and parent, the worst thing in the world would be to lose them.
A couple of million would ease the pain.
Like I said, I don't think there's any amount that could ease the pain.
10 million?
That's what I'm getting at. No, I think I'd rather have my wife. I'd rather have my wife than $10 million. Easily. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
That's very noble of you. What about you, Gorilla? Would you have your wife or $10 million?
He's kicking his wife out now. What the hell did he need $10 million? What did he need?
He could buy another bed.
I'm pretty sure he'd do it for $1.87. What do you mean?
$1.87. $10 million. That's too low. That's too low.
At least
$2. I would. You know, I'd rather have Mercy around. You know that's true.
I mean, I'm sure there's an amount.
Oh, I'm sure there's an amount for you as well.
Well, maybe there is, but I'm...
I don't think $10 million is close enough.
No, I think it's got to be $1 billion. Now, if it's $1 billion, man, hey. You know. Hey, hey, well, come on.
I'm
human, you know. Come on. Oh, I told you.
We should ask this question to Joe. See what his number
so,
is.
So, Gorilla, what about you? What about $30,000?
It's got to be more than that. Way
really?
More.
Even in your troubled marriage, your broken marriage.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Your broken
marriage. Okay. Okay. So our marriage isn't the greatest, but right. we've been friends for a decade, right? I think it's like losing any other one of my friends.
$150,000.
How much?
$150,000.
More than that.
Wow. So you'd need at least $200,000 to.
More than that.
To admit that you'd rather have your wife dead than alive.
What about a million?
It would be in the millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's. I got to be honest.
Trust me, I'm sure the number is way lower for her.
Gully said $10 million, but I just.
You know, $10 million.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way.
I'd want it in pounds, though. Because
I would rather be penniless and eat dog food than lose my wife for $10 million. Come on.
Ray, if you were penniless and ate dog food, I'm sure you wouldn't have a wife.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that if given the choice, I would rather keep my wife than...
With $10 million, you could eat from a gold dog food bowl.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But you know what? But $10 million isn't going to fill the hole in your... I mean, not to sound cheesy, but the hole in your soul. You can't fill it with money.
I don't know, $10 million buys a lot of hookers and blow.
I'm sure it would, but that's not going to, you know, that's not the same.
That's a lot of money, Ray.
I'm just saying, it'd have to take a hell of a lot more than $10 million.
That's a lot of happy endings, though.
The hell.
You know, if you were to ask Mercy, I'm sure she'd say just enough to cover the funeral expenses.
If someone said, your husband's going to die... He will die, but if you allow him to die, we'll give you this much money. You think it would not take that much money for her to say, go ahead?
I'm sure you could pull the money out of your savings account for that. So consider that if you ever want me dead.
So you think she'd do it for like $5,000?
Yeah, if it was enough to cover my funeral expenses, I think she would probably do it.
You know what that tells me, Gully?
Hmm?
That tells me Gorilla's the one that's cheating.
Yo, you cheating hard.
I was wondering which one was cheating. I think it's Gorilla.
Naughty the Dark Horse.
And news continues on Chubby Ray Live. Here's Philander or Gorilla?
A few weeks ago, Ray, we had a story about a boy who was left alone in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
This week, we have another one where it comes from Warren, Michigan. The police were puzzled that nobody called to report that a young boy had been found alone Saturday night at a local arcade in slash pizza shop. The only two words the three-year-old could say were pizza and ice cream, and apparently, again, it was under a misunderstanding that one family member thought the other one was going to take him home.
Where was this? So,
this was in Michigan, Warren, Michigan.
Okay.
And so the police had the boy in their care for 3 days.
They didn't know where he was for 3 days?
Nope.
His parents didn't bother to look for him for 3 days?
No, apparently not.
If my daughter is missing for, like, 3 minutes,
well,
I freak out.
If you thought that they were, if you thought it was she was with your mom, you know what I mean?
I'm so paranoid, I don't allow my daughter to walk the dogs without me watching her. You know what I mean?
It's kind of paranoid, right?
I'm just saying that I'm that paranoid.
I don't know where your kids are, that's at all.
Losing your child for 3 days. And even if my child will go over to my mother's house all the time, I call her. I mean, she can't even go to my mom's house for an hour without me checking in.
You've got to be careful. Better safe than sorry.
My 8-year-old has had a cell phone since she was, I think, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we can check in with her when she's, you know. Like, she used to play in the front porch, and I'd be in the living room. She had the cell phone to where I could call her at any, like, if I had to go to the bathroom or something. I mean, call me paranoid, but I would be in the bathroom, and I would call my daughter to make sure she was okay.
That's just gross.
But you know what? But my child's never been abducted or left in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, no, but neither have a bunch of other kids, right? And their parents aren't calling them while they're dropping a deuce.
Well, I need to check in. Call me what you want. Call me paranoid. I don't care. I'd rather be paranoid and have a child that is safe and loved and not left in a Chuck E. Cheese for 3 days. Or with the police for 3 days. Good Lord.
Imagine it was fun for the kid.
Well, how much fun could it be that the kid was hanging out at a police station for 3 days?
Guns, policemen.
Yeah, people. Where'd they let the kid sleep? Did they put it in a cage? Was it in one of the cells? Did it sleep in the drunk tank?
I'm sure they have, like, regular quarters for their people to...
They could put the kid in the cage with the drunks. They used him as a pillow. They hung out with Otis from Mayberry.
Oh, God.
That's what happened.
Kids in prison. Yeah. Whatever next.
Oh, well. All right, let's get to the next story. It's the one and only Vanilla Gorilla.
Amsterdam, Ray. Now, you know how here in the United States, there's a big call for people who don't want to give, the abortion pill. Like nurses, they don't want to give the abortion pill to the people.
Well, the morning after pill.
Right, and then the nurses are getting in trouble for it. Well, now in Amsterdam, it's actually a different problem. A union representing Dutch nurses will launch a national campaign this Friday against demands for sexual services by patients who claim it should be part of their standard care.
Now, let me get this right. The morning after pill, and I don't, maybe none of us know how it works, but it is a pill you take if you have unprotected sex. You take the morning after pill as a precaution.
Right.
And it keeps, like, it automatically, I'm not sure what it does.
It keeps it so that you can't have a child.
Right. If you're just in case.
Right.
It will do whatever to destroy any.
Think of it as X factor for your vagina.
Well, that's disgusting.
Well, yes, you're getting off the topic of the story here.
Sounds unpleasant. No, but I want to get out what it is first, and then.
All right.
So, and some people say that this is
against their religion.
Right. Well, they say it's akin to abortion. It's not, because it's not even. It's nowhere near abortion. Abortion is a fetus. Okay. The morning after pill, all it is it's simply that it does. I think it does the same thing as a birth control pill, except it gets it after the fact instead of before. So basically, you're not even pregnant when you take it. It's simply, I think it's just simply a birth control pill that you take after the fact instead of before.
It just gets rid of any eggs.
It just, and it seems to, and what are the odds of them being fertilized anyway?
Well, it depends on if the guy's shooting blanks or not.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. I obviously can have children, and, every time you have sex, somebody doesn't get pregnant.
Right.
Just because
can we get back to the regular story?
Well, no, but I'm saying that these
really,
doctors,
I don't want to talk about.
I know, but the reason
you're going to chase me and I'm going to get a girl pregnant.
No. The reason that these people, that these ultra conservative nutcases, I shouldn't even say conservative, because I don't even know if it was just conservative. I think it's just radical. They're radical believers in. I don't even know if it's a religious thing or what it is, but they're so against it that they're... Like I said, I can understand the abortion argument. But the morning after pill, it is ridiculous. And so these pharmacists, these doctors, these nurses, they refuse to give it to people. And a woman will go in and say, hey, I had sex last night, and the condom broke. And I was wondering, just to be sure, can I get this? I mean, that's how it works, right? And they refuse to give it.
I don't really know. I've never actually had to have that.
Well, get on it, Gorilla. Go out and have. Please do me a favor. Go out and have unprotected sex with somebody, and just go on out there and use this pill. All right. So go ahead. What's the rest of the story?
All right. So from Amsterdam, of course, Amsterdam in the red light district, prostitution is legal. So what is going on is there was a statement last Thursday follows a complaint when a 24-year-old woman who had sent a 42-year-old disabled man asked her to provide sexual services as part of his home care.
Mm-hmm.
The young woman witnessed some of the other man's nurses offering sexual gratification, and when she refused to do the same, he tried to dismiss her on the grounds she was unfit to provide care.
But the nurse?
Yeah, he wanted the nurse to service him.
Wow. Wonder where he lives with good-looking nurses.
Amsterdam.
Good luck with that. Power to the people.
Mm. That's what I'd like to go. That's what we need for him. There you go.
I need to go there for two
reasons. That, my friend, is what universal health care should be all about.
Not only will you get a marijuana spliff at the end of it, you'll get a nice hand relief off the mayor.
I am all for that.
I'm moving.
I believe we just had a crash of the camera thing again.
It looks like you're frozen. Yeah, there it went.
Sorry.
The freaky dinky touch.
Well, tell everybody to go to the audio feed. I'll be cranking the video in just a second. We'll get right back to the news. Here's another news story with the one and only. Little girl.
Right, we've had some losses this past week. We lost Corey Haim. And now we've also lost Ping Ping.
Oh. Right.
I know, the world's shortest man, Ping Ping.
I heard Ping Ping passed.
Yes, he was 29 inches tall, has died at age 21 from apparent heart complications.
Well, I mean, people who are that short, they don't live that long, right? I mean.
21 is pretty impressive for a guy who's like just over 2 feet tall.
So a lot of them die younger than that, usually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, good for Ping Ping.
Well, yeah, he made a huge impact with just his small stature, right?
What did Ping Ping do? I mean, in his
It doesn't say what he did.
I thought maybe Bing Bing had some accomplishments.
That he was.
I imagine at some point he met the world's tallest man, because they always seem to do that. Like, the news will find a way for the world's shortest man to meet the world's smallest man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
the world's shortest man meets the world's tallest man. Film at 11.
It's saying in the report, Ray, that he was a chain smoker.
Ping Ping?
I bet he had hookers and blow as well.
Ping Ping was a chain smoker?
That's what it says.
Good Lord. It's terrible.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with smoking, Ray.
Look at his lungs were the size of our fist. I mean, he shouldn't be smoking.
Well, that's why he had to chain smoke. He couldn't get it in all, you know, one inhale. He had to chain smoke to get that.
Hmm.
Maybe he cut them in half with his little hands.
Poor Ping Ping.
I bet you he smoked the shorts.
Yes, Ping Ping. I just think Ping Ping should not, you know.
Shouldn't be pushing his luck, really, should he?
Right.
At his size, smoking full-size man cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Poor Ted Midget.
Poor Ping Ping.
He's not. They're not referred to as midgets. They're little people.
Yeah, he was something. Yeah, he was a special kind of little, though. I mean,
yeah, even like the little people here.
Yeah,
were calling him little.
Dwarfs and little people are usually like three foot to four foot tall. I mean,
yeah.
this guy was 2 feet tall.
So the Oompa Loompas were calling him a midget. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, he was way past midget. I mean,
yeah, if anyone actually deserved the title of midget, it was that guy.
Yeah, but I think there was something. He was way more than just, you know.
Yeah, he had primordial dwarfism.
Right. Yeah, there was something, an advanced something, rather.
Poor Ping Ping.
Poor Ping Ping.
Poor I'm looking Ping. For a picture of Ping Ping now. I want to know what this Ping Ping is.
Oh, you've seen Ping Ping. Are you looking at a picture of Ping Ping?
Yes.
Yeah, put the picture on.
Wow.
Show everybody what Ping Ping looks like if they have never seen Ping Ping.
It's a video I'm on.
Oh. He's really short. I mean, he's, you know. He makes Mini-Me from the Austin Powers movie, you know, look like a giant. Ping Ping's a little dude.
I've done a Google image search. Unfortunately, the image sizes are all small.
I had a... he's the size of, like, two Barbies. I'm serious.
Oh, wow.
He's that small. I mean, Ping Ping's he's really tiny. And he's some type of foreign. I don't know what he is.
He's Chinese, right?
He's Chinese. You're that little, you couldn't tell. Ping Ping.
Poor Ping Ping.
Yep. Look like my Bruce Lee doll.
Remember those my size or my wrestling buddies or whatever?
Yeah.
The little guys.
Ping Ping.
That was pretty much it, right? That's about how tall he was.
The Undertaker wrestling doll is taller than Ping Ping.
You know, my cousin had a whole bunch of those when we were growing up.
Uh-huh.
And he was like five, right? And he had one of the wrestlers down on the floor, and he jumps up on the coffee table to give it an elbow drop.
Yeah.
Comes off the coffee table, hits the thing, breaks his arm.
Oh, you're
if I can put my cam on, I'll show you the picture of Ping Ping and Pong Pong. He's the big guy.
Your camera's on.
There we go.
There's Ping Ping.
And Pong Pong.
Yeah, he was next to the world's tallest man.
The guy's name, the tallest man's name was Pong Pong.
Yeah, Ping Ping. I just made that up.
Oh, all right, then.
Hey, Ping Ping and Pong Pong. That's great.
That'd be great.
All right, let's get one more story. Right, I guess we have time for a few more until Hillbilly Joe calls in. Even though he was supposed to call more than a half an hour ago. Drunk.
Paris, France, Ray. Mm-hmm. The city of love.
Really?
Gully's favorite country.
Love it.
Gully loves Paris. You've been to Paris, Gully?
No, I wouldn't go if you paid me.
Oh, thought you maybe you've been to France. Have you been to any country other than England?
I've been to Wales.
But isn't that... Well, that's... What's that officially? Scotland, I guess?
No, Wales isn't in Scotland.
Oh, Wales is its own country. Wales is its own country. I'm sorry.
But it's still part of the UK, right?
It's still part of the UK, yes. It's the same as Scotland, Ireland. What makes up the UK?
Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales, the Isle of Man, and some other little countries.
And England.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Well, anyway, this story from Paris. France's railway operator says an internal error.
Now, is this regular Perry or the gay Perry?
This is regular Perry.
Okay, I didn't know.
They had an internal computer error which caused their system to post a false statement on the website, on their website.
Does that computer error?
Yes, apparently there was a problem with their post, and suddenly on their website it said an explosion of unknown origin had killed 102 people and injured another 380 on the Paris-Dijon line.
Good Lord.
So then journalists started calling them, and they had to tell them that the story was not accurate.
Oh, it was not accurate. Not accurate.
No, not accurate. They said that it was a problem with their computer system, and it caused it to post the false image or the false story.
Hmm.
Because the French are so highly technological. You know, they're a nuclear power, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Yes. France isn't that bad a country. France isn't that bad a country.
Cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
They got good health care.
Mm, yeah.
Horny women.
Horny women with hairy armpits. Yeah.
They're horny.
Yeah, but they need a shave.
I don't know. I thought those were so tall.
Oh, yeah.
I like to see hairy armpits.
That the average, like,
that's the worst person, French impersonation.
The average person thinks a Frenchman rides on a bicycle in a stripy jumper with garlic around the neck. Let's be honest.
France is where we believe that bike riding is a sport.
I will deliver.
It's France. Where bike riding is not a hobby, it is a sport.
I will deliver my garlic and have a drink of wine with a baguette.
It is weird. It is weird how they like, having a mistress is like a normal thing.
It's kind of normal in America, right?
No, of course not. It's not normal. What are you talking about?
Well, it's not normal.
It's normal for you.
They like encourage it. They like encourage it, and it's okay. Like, even the wives know. Well, it is okay. He is my husband. He is what a man must do.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Normal for gorilla.
American women kick the hell out of their husband for doing such things.
That's not true at all. Maybe your wife.
Well, maybe that's why your marriage is a mess. Perfect.
Rocky road to ruin.
I have a very good marriage.
I'm sure you do, Ray.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sleep in the same bedroom, Ray?
I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do, Gully.
I wonder if they do in France.
Gully, I have the sex with my own wife.
Not with the mistress.
No, I do not have a mistress on the side.
Oh, oui, oui.
Of course, I don't even think the French have a mistress on the side. They kind of have them out in the open.
Yeah, for everyone to see.
That's probably France's greatest export was the menage a trois.
What do they have? What's on French TV? What sports are they into? They got baseball or anything?
I'm sure they're into soccer and...
Oh,
yeah,
like
soccer, rugby, and...
Rugby? Ugh.
Garlic delivery on bikes.
Who delivers garlic on a bike?
It's a garlic of the month. People. Haven't you heard of the garlic of the month club? Come on.
I'm sure they're big enough, like wine days.
Oui, oui. They love the wine.
Girl, yeah, they love the wine so much. They send the crap wine everywhere else.
Don't you know that they love the wine in France? You know the favorite wine of France?
We surrender?
No. Why can't we be more like America?
If you were to go over to France, you'd find that there is an insane American hatred going on.
Sacre bleu! George Bush is the Antichrist.
Stay away, filthy Bush.
Stay away. American. But they like Obama, don't they?
Who doesn't?
Do they like, but does France like?
We don't. Half of America doesn't anymore.
Half my ass. 10%. Bunch of lunatics don't like him.
No. It's
crazy. What a crazy racist. Look at excuse for their racism.
He's at 48 now, right?
Bunch of retards. According to who?
Gallup.
Please. You know, I guarantee you Obama's popularity is over 60%.
Nah, checks. You look who
they're
polling.
Look who they're polling.
Yeah, who looks at who asks look, a bunch of people
no.
a question? Do
look
you approve or
at
disapprove
who they're experts? Polling.
Yeah, who, look, they randomly poll people.
Mm. All right, we'll see. We'll see it at 12.
Yes, we will.
I bet he wins by a landslide.
I bet you're wrong.
I bet he does.
I bet you're wrong.
What do you, seriously, though, what are the people that are angry? Because you know a lot of people that are angry. What are the angry people going to do when he wins by a landslide?
Yeah, but you're wrong. He's not going to win by a landslide.
I'm saying, what,
not
are they,
going
what are they
going to
do?
All.
What are they going to do if he gets, when he gets reelected?
Go back on chat roulette.
All right, if. I'll, all right, fine. If he gets reelected, what are they going to do?
Probably call for his resignation.
Oh, but tough shit. The Democrats called for Bush's resignation in 2006.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. They yep. gonna, you know, it
yeah,
won't happen.
I'm not saying he's going to resign, but I'm going to say they're going to call for it.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's America.
He's
majority rules.
He's definitely going to lose the House in this election.
Yeah.
Definitely
going to
lose
that's
the
not
House.
Always, that's not always a bad thing. You know, Clinton, with a Republican House, got some amazing stuff done.
He did.
And I think that Clinton, I think Obama could do the same.
Clinton is a different type of Democrat, right?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. I am hopeful. I'm a glasses half full kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I'm always hopeful for America. I'm not like these America haters going against the president and rooting against governments. It's ridiculous.
I'm not, you know,
people don't like me because they say that when Bush was in office, I rooted for him, and now Obama's in office, I root for him. You're goddamn right. And I'll root for whoever's next because I root for my country. I don't go against my country. Excuse me. Call me a turncoat. Call me what you want. I root for the people running the country, and I'm a glasses half full guy, and I hope whoever's in charge makes the right decisions. So call me what you want. I don't care. I guess I'm a turncoat. Sacre bleu. I'd rather live in Canada anyway.
Well, then move to Canada. They're not stopping you.
I can't because unlike us, they don't give everybody citizen. They don't allow everyone in their country. You can't get a green card to work there.
Hmm.
I'd love to live in Vancouver. It looks beautiful out there. I couldn't live in Vancouver. You know what? I'd probably have to be Toronto. Because they've got
baseball.
I'm
telling you, Windsor is a great town.
I'd have to live where there's baseball. So
yeah,
I have to go to Toronto.
They'd be speaking French in some parts of Canada as
that's
well.
Right. I'll learn French.
Oh,
I'm going to Montreal.
Now, you see, Montreal doesn't like Americans.
Montreal doesn't like Canadians.
Yeah, you're right. Montreal, they don't like anybody but people from Montreal. But I would like to live in Toronto. You know, Toronto's a pretty good city. Or Vancouver, I guess. I guess I could live in Vancouver, but... You know,
ain't gonna connect games.
Yeah, I gotta get into hockey. Oh well,
there's nothing wrong with hockey.
All right, let's do another news story. Tuesday news.
Wait, I've asked you questions in the past to see if you can guess what's gonna go on.
All right,
but I'm gonna give you a scenario, Ray.
Yeah,
you were drunk driving.
All right, I'm drunk driving. Okay.
You were drunk driving. You were going to be sentenced for that drunk driving.
Okay.
What is the last thing you would do?
I would not show up drunk to a court, I guess.
Well, Ray.
Yes. Yes, Gorilla.
Jason Botos of Papillion, Nebraska, 30, showed up drunk for his sentencing for his drunk driving after he missed his
Lord.
First hearing and
it.
Now faces even more time behind bars.
Oh, dear.
What is wrong with these people?
Well, Ray, I don't know.
At least he wasn't too drunk to show up.
That was the first one. The first time he said he was so drunk he couldn't attend the hearing.
Wait a minute, the first time? What?
Yeah, he had to go...
There's more than one instance of this?
Yeah. The first time he was so drunk he couldn't attend the hearing, the judge issued a warrant. They got him, they pulled him up, and now he's going to go back for sentencing.
Oh, yeah.
One of Joe's cousins.
God's sakes.
Yes, I love this country. I'm rooting for America.
Good Lord. Here's continue. Next story.
Fall River, Massachusetts, Ray.
Which part of Massachusetts is this?
It's Fall River.
Fall River, okay.
A former Massachusetts dentist is accused of placing paper clips instead of stainless steel posts inside the teeth of root canal patients while billing Medicaid for the more expensive parts.
Oh, he's a con man.
Yes, the grand jury indicted former Fall River dentist Michael Clare last week. Charges include assault and battery, larceny, submitting false claims to Medicaid, and illegally prescribing drugs.
So he, what did he do? He put
fake. Yeah, they put, what? Apparently they put a pin in your teeth when
right.
you get a root canal.
Yes.
And instead of using the stainless steel medical pin,
mm-hmm.
he would clip off parts of paper clips and use those instead.
What a cheap son of a bitch.
Would they eventually rust as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I got a horrible root canal done once. Horrible. And you want to see the results of the root canal?
Sure, hold on. Let me flip back to the thing.
Uh-huh, right there.
I can't see it. You got to get closer to the camera.
There you go. Here's the result. The tooth is gone.
You know, I had my wisdom
The root canal was so god-awful. That it was the root canal itself would get cavities and stuff. It turned out they didn't get, it turned out they didn't, like, do it right.
I'm sure it comes to no surprise that I'm English and I have terrible teeth.
I had pain for months, couldn't figure out what was wrong. Finally, the dentist told me, he goes, yeah, your root canal was done wrong. I'm like, oh, well.
And I thanks for that.
Thank you.
I had three teeth pulled last September, or in October. And when I went, they made me pay for the whole thing. I had to go to the oral surgeon to pay for the whole thing up front.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they would reimburse me if my insurance reimbursed them anything.
Right.
So I get a thing in the mail from the other day. They're sending me a bill for $400
more. For what?
I don't know. I was supposed to call them and I forgot.
I would refuse to pay them.
I have to call them and find out what the hell is going on, because they're saying they did reimburse me, but I never got a check.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Let's do one more, and then we'll get out of here today, because it is 6 o'clock.
Oh, one more. I've got to find a good one.
It's a sample of the final news story. Here it is, Vanilla Garrido. Shall we realize? Uh-huh. Oui, back on business.
Northfield, Minnesota, Ray.
And seems like a nice picture. Town. Northfield?
There's a picture for this one, so I'm going to get it hooked up here.
Wonderful. Sounds like a pleasant town, doesn't it, Gully? Northfield, Minnesota. Sounds like a nice
sounds well-adjusted.
Have you been? Oh, good Lord. Look at that picture there.
Now, look at this picture and tell me what she does for a living, Ray.
I'm hoping it's not anything with children, I'll tell you that. I don't know.
You are right on the money, Ray.
What?
She's a middle school teacher, Ray.
A middle school teacher?
Yep. Susan Marombo, a middle school teacher, faces felony assault charges after prosecutors say she bit off part of another man's ear during a drunken altercation at the St. Paul Greasy Spoon early Sunday.
That's an example for the kids.
You know, she does sort of look like somebody you'd run into at Denny's at 5 o'clock in the morning. Why can't I smoke in here? Why can't I smoke in here?
How old do you think she is?
Oh, she's got to be in her 40s at least.
She's 30, Ray.
Really?
Yeah, she was charged Monday with third-degree assault, inflicting substantial bodily harm after a 4 a.m. incident.
She's got the neck of a 47-year-old.
Yeah, she's not all that pretty, is she? She was in her first year teaching. She was in her first year teaching sixth grade at the Northfield Middle School. He said when the reporter called him, it was the first time they'd heard of her arrest and charge. She called in sick to work.
She called in sick because she was in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go. I got a sore throat. I can't go. I got a sore. Get a sore. You need to guess me a sub.
You know what she probably did? She called up going, $5 my stomach hurts. I ate something bad last night.
Was she a man's ear? No, what'd she bite off?
His ear.
Yeah, he go. I ate a man's ear. So I ate something that didn't agree with me.
I wonder if she's like extended patient family or something.
Look at her. She's a mess, man.
Oh, God.
She looks like she could eat a lot of your ear as well.
Is that what she was wearing when she was out, too? What an ugly
dress. Oh, yeah, that's your mugshot.
That's a lovely picture.
She looks kind of like Winona, the crazy neighbor. Or Winona, the crazy neighbor on Good Times. I can't remember. Winona, I think, was her name.
Now, let me try this, and we'll see if this works. Hold on a second. We got Brim. And that. And hold on.
Why are you drawing a cowboy hat on top of the woman?
Now is that not an ear resemblance to Cowboy Vogue?
No, they could be siblings. It's Cowboy
right?
Vogue, and then there's Cowboy Vogue's sister.
Long lost relative.
If you're looking at the camera.
You could never tell the difference.
Drew a cowboy hat.
That's very scary.
From now on, we've got to draw cowboy hats on all the mug shots.
Friends reunited.
Every time we get a mug shot, we'll put a cowboy hat on them to see what they look like if they were, in fact, Cowboy Vogue. That's fantastic. I got to get that Yeehaw. Program you've got, by the way. That's a great program.
We don't want to push him too far, Ray. You know what will happen. He'll insult his mom and call her a whore, and then he'll threaten you on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened before.
Yeah.
All right, there's the music. You know what that means.
The show's over.
Over. Over! Chubby Ray Live is what you've been listening to. With me, Ray Lytle. Along with Gully. Vanilla Gorilla. Also on cam, Cowboy Vogue.
And Cowboy Vogue's long-lost sister.
And Cowboy Vogue's Cowboy Winona. Cowboy LaQuifa.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't, Cowboy Vogue. Oh, no, you didn't, Vogue. Oh, no, you didn't.
I bet it's here.
Hey, special thanks to all the people we interviewed on Chat Roulette. Thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends about it. Chubby Ray Live at www.chubbyray.com. Hey, by the way, I just got word from the Stitcher app. For iPhones, Blackberries, and the Droid, and other things, the Stitcher app is going to include us on their app, so it's pretty cool. I'll be looking for details as to when that will kick off soon. I'll give them to you. Say goodbye, Gorilla.
Goodbye, Gorilla.
Say goodbye, Gully.
Coffee Bogle.
Wave goodbye, Volk. See you guys later. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
So long.